This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. The U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will give a speech Thursday titled Communist China and the Future of the Free World. The speech comes as China warns that the U.S. has severely harmed the two countries' relations. Court filings uncovered and reported by the news site Axios Wednesday reveal U.S. prosecutors have charged a Chinese scientist based in the state of California with visa fraud. The documents say the Chinese consulate in the city of San Francisco is harboring Tang Wan, who hid her affiliation with the Chinese military. Pompeo's speech also comes after the U.S. ordered the Chinese consulate in the southwestern city of Houston, Texas, to close on Wednesday. U.S. Senator Marco Rubio, who is the acting chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, described the Houston consulate as the central node of the Communist Party's vast network of spies and influence operations in the United States. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman, Wang Wenbin, described the allegations coming out of the U.S. as malicious slander. Data released by the U.S. Labor Department Thursday show the number of Americans seeking jobless benefits rose last week for the first time in months. 1.4 million people filed for unemployment last week. The information, evidence of the deepening economic pain the coronavirus outbreak is causing to the American economy. The Labor Department said Thursday that roughly 32 million people are receiving unemployment benefits. With the latest numbers showing signs that a recovery in the labor market was stalling, the S&P 500 struggled for direction Thursday morning. This follows four straight days of gains as investors hold out hopes for a new coronavirus relief package from U.S. lawmakers. This is VOA News. U.S. Senate Republicans are working on the details of another coronavirus relief bill, which would potentially include a second round of direct payments to Americans, according to a senior aide on Thursday. The White House is also urging Republican lawmakers to get a $1 trillion relief package out quickly. The draft proposal, which has not yet been presented to opposition Democrats, includes direct payments to individuals and couples of $1,200 and $2,400. $400, respectively, according to that senior Senate aide. But the aide cautioned that internal Republican talks were ongoing on a bill. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said that in the interest of speeding the package along, the White House is no longer pushing for the payroll tax cut long sought by Republican President Donald Trump. The U.S.'s Southwest Airlines will soon test thermal cameras to spot travelers who are running a fever, a main symptom of COVID-19. The test will start in early August at Dallas Love Field and run 1 to 3 months. City and airline officials said Wednesday that in the first phase of the test, temperature readings would be tied to individuals. Won't be tied to individuals, rather. Instead, the idea is to evaluate the cameras, where they should be placed, and how thermal screening could affect the flow of traffic at security checkpoints. Southwest says it'll later decide on additional testing. Reuters reports the United States has imposed sanctions on two Venezuelans over accusations they helped the government and son of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. It's the latest actions by Washington targeting the socialist leader. The U.S. Treasury Department in a statement said that brothers Santiago José Morón Hernández and Ricardo José Morón Hernández, members of a family of trusted partners of Maduro and his son, helped distribute assets for the Venezuelan president and his family. The Treasury also said that the two brothers are central figures in Venezuela's gold industry and oversee the financial mechanism of an illicit gold scheme involving the Venezuelan president's son. Thursday's action freezes any U.S. assets of the brothers and generally prohibits Americans from doing business with them. In the northwestern U.S. city of Portland, Oregon, federal agents fired tear gas at protesters gathered outside the federal courthouse. The mayor, Ted Wheeler, was among those standing by a fence in front of the courthouse when the agents fired that tear gas. You can read the full story on VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. VOA News.